start is here with Sam Lipworth, a member of the University of St Andrews Symphony Orchestra, who will be performing a group of pieces in this upcoming Wednesday, the 18th of April in Younger Hall, as part of the On the Rocks Festival. So would you like to tell us a bit about what's going to be in store for that evening?
Yeah, so the concert we're doing has three pieces, two of which are premieres. So we have a world premiere from our new composer in residence, Mark David Bowden. Mark joined the orchestra after winning our composition competition last year, and subsequently we appointed him our composer in residence for the next 3 years. We're really excited to be working with him. He seems to be one of the kind of big upcoming names in British composition. He's also working with groups like the London Philharmonic Orchestra and the Hebrides Ensemble, so it's really exciting for us to be working with him. We're doing another piece by John Williams, which is a Scottish premier. It's basically a saxophone concerto, and we've got the brilliant Richard Ingham playing the solo in that, and that should be really exciting. It's got the theme from the movie Catch Me If You Can, an Oscar-nominated score, so that should be really good as well. And we are also playing Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, which is kind of one of the great favourite pieces of the symphonic repertoire. So it's like all three pieces have a kind of unique and exciting sort of angle on them, which is kind of unusual in a concert. You usually go to a concert for sort of one great piece in the concert, but all three of ours have a kind of interesting thing about them.
Certainly sounds like a varied programme you've got going on. So the Mark Bowden piece, he's the composer in residence for the University of St Andrews, which is a new addition, I believe.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, several professional orchestras have their composer in residence, but we thought this might be quite a cool thing to do for us. So that we could get some kind of new pieces over the next 3 years, and obviously with the university 600 thing, then it's kind of like a lasting legacy there.
So the piece you're performing, was that written especially for your orchestra?
Yeah, it was written both especially for the orchestra and actually especially for the players as well. So we gave him profiles of all our players, where our strengths in the orchestra lied, and he's written basically a kind of mini concerto for the orchestra. And all the parts have got detail and sort of written to a level of difficulty that suits the individual players. So it's like, you know, has been written for this orchestra, which is quite exciting.
Certainly sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
So he got the position after entering, as you said before, a competition.
Yeah.
And the piece he had for that was called 6 Degrees, which is about climate change.
Yeah.
Which sounds like quite an interesting idea of a piece of music. Has this one got a particular theme to go with it?
It's called Fanfarinat, which I think means something about, my English isn't great, but I don't know. I think it means something about bullishness, sort of arrogance, I think. But I think it's less so, actually. 6 Degrees was a very much a musical picture of what the world would sound like if it rose 6 degrees and everyone died. And it was like, you know, very loud drum rolls and like the orchestra playing as loud as they possibly could. And it was not a pleasant piece to listen to, sort of in a conventional sense, but it depicted kind of mass chaos and destruction. Whereas this piece is a lot more kind of melodic and you know, there's a lot of tunes throughout all the sections and that sort of thing. And I think it less so draws on extra musical themes. It's more like, as I said, like a kind of mini concerto for all the parts in the orchestra.
Certainly sounds like it's going to be a very interesting and various evening.
Yep.
And it's this coming Wednesday, 18th of April.
18th of April, yeah.
Younger Hall at 8 p.m.
At 7:30.
7:30,
And there's also a pre-concert talk at 6:30, where Mark's going to be there, and he's going to be talking about his piece with the University Director of Music. So that could be quite interesting as well.
And tickets are £5 for students?
Tickets are £5 for students, yeah.
Star is here with Chris Swaffer, the conductor of the University of St Andrews Symphony Orchestra, and you've got a varied programme coming up this coming Wednesday. Would you like to tell us a bit about what the audience can look forward to?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's going to be a really very exciting concert. We've got, you know, one of the big Russian masterworks in the Scheherazade, Rimsky-Korsakov, alongside the Scottish premiere of one of my favourite film scores by John Williams, from Catch Me If You Can, played by one of the kind of world great saxophone players, Richard Ingham, here, as well as this new, completely new world commission, world premiere and commission, Fanfarinade, by Mark Bowden. So it's absolutely fantastic that this new music is being played, that composers getting supported by this orchestra, as well as doing the more traditional repertoire like Scheherazade as well. So fantastic, absolutely something for everyone in this concert.
So the Mark Bowden piece was written specifically for the orchestra. As a conductor, is it daunting to be faced with a piece that's been specifically written, or is that actually quite helpful?
It's really helpful and also very exciting knowing that, you know, no one else has had their hands on it, and it's written for you and this particular ensemble as well. So it's very, very exciting to be able to sort of, you know, open it for the first time. No one's ever heard these sounds before. And it's a very exciting process to work with the composer in this way. And the players have really got into it as well.
And if you could pick a favourite of the three pieces for Wednesday night, would that be possible?
They're exciting in every way. You know, we've just been rehearsing with Richard Ingham, and it's fantastic to hear him play this John Williams score on a solo saxophonist. You know, he's part of this, you know, university as well. It's fantastic that he's here. It's a big saxophone year. The World Saxophone Congress is happening at St Andrews Uni this summer. So, I mean, you know, that's exciting in itself. But no, I couldn't pick a favourite piece. You'll just have to come along and hear them all.
Fantastic. Well, good luck, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.